com.
I'm not fighting to improve schools in red states or blue states. I'm fighting to improve schools in the United States of America.
The president takes the mic, and he's at Kent State and other universities in Ohio, the battleground. It's a massive tug of war to win Ohio for various reasons. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight, if you just tuned in for the first time. So happy to have you on board. Just want to tell you what we do here. We zig and zag in a couple of different directions. You are always welcome to throw in your two at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The president there talking about things that would make students get excited. Remember, this was the core audience that helped him the first time around in 2008, the whole Hope and Change. A lot of campuses, that's where you would find Obama back then. Now you have a lot of millennials who are disenfranchised. It's kind of changed the makeup of what might happen this time around when everybody goes out to vote. I think the youth vote might not be that significant, period, because of the dissension, although the Republicans are trying to pick up on that and win over the young people and swing them over to Romney because of jobs and economy and et cetera, et cetera. So Obama also talked about the Republican debt plan and, oh, yes, the slip of the tongue.
They don't have a deficit reduction plan. They have a deficit expansion plan. I want to see us export more jobs, export more products. Excuse me. I was channeling my opponent there for a second.
So Obama had his piece and the Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney had his. They pretty much went head to head on China, taxes and jobs. They campaigned throughout Ohio. The reason why for Republicans it's significant is because no Republican who's gone on to become president didn't win Ohio. So they've all won Ohio. So losing is not so much an option for Romney. He's got to win it. He's got to win it unless he were to clear the board in some of the other states like Pennsylvania, Florida, some of the other big states, because it's all about electoral votes. So really, when Bill Clinton at the Democratic convention said it's math, that it's about arithmetic, he was right. It is about arithmetic. Anybody worth his salt in politics, they know it's numbers, 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 numbers. That's why the polls, even when Romney or Obama say they're not watching the polls, they're not looking at the polls, it's not true of the people around them. They place a lot of faith in what people are saying, so they know what to attack when they go out there. They can see where they might be weak. They can see what people are thinking with favorability and the economy and foreign affairs and the Middle East and keeping us safe and, you know, a whole bunch of other things that you could pack into the polls. And that's what happens. So looking at those numbers, they can manipulate it when they're going out and stumping for votes, because we come back to the same thing. It's ultimately always about numbers. I'd be remiss not to say this at the top in case you just tuned in. The NFL has its zebras back. Yes, the professional referees are back doing the game starting on Thursday. The contract has to be ratified, but it will be. The members will vote, I'm certain, for it. They got the pay increases they wanted, and they also got the pension benefits they wanted. It's an eight-year deal. The debacles that happened over the weekend were just too much, and there was no way, since the replacements were so poor, that the NFL, I think, could afford to just let it keep on going the way it was. It's to the benefit of the guys who wanted a new contract. They got it. they got it, and they pretty much got what they wanted. As I said, money and the benefits. That was the big thing. All right, so it was back to the Buckeye State for Obama. It was once again there for Mitt Romney. And the appeal to the Ohioans is full court across the board, big time. Everywhere you turn, you see political ads. A little bit different this time around for Romney. He just goes with a compassionate thing, talks to the people about jobs, etc., and leaves all the rest behind, not attacking Obama in the ads, just focusing on what's happening to the people on the ground in Ohio instead of automatically going to the negative. All right, this is the craziest thing that happened on the day. I thought my husband was trying to be funny. He sent me a text. They're going after Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa, what do you mean? So the endless search in our minds for the body of Jimmy Hoffa. He's buried at the Meadowlands. He's buried out in the Pine Barrens in New Jersey. They're once again crawling around looking for the body of Jimmy Hoffa, what's left of it anyway. They're going to drill Friday beneath concrete at a Detroit house after somebody had a tip that they claimed a body was buried there. At the same time, the Teamsters boss disappeared. And when did he disappear? 1975. And they say that this is credible. And a radar has detected something, some kind of an anomaly, they're calling it, in the ground at this house in Roseville, Michigan. They don't know who or what's buried there, but they took core samples, and they're going to test it for human remains. But they think that they're going to be able to go down there, and how about that? They had to use different kind of equipment to be able to do that. Imagine if this was Jimmy Hoffa's body. Imagine. Remember the last time, we'd have to go back to 2006, the search of the horse barn in Milford Township, Michigan. The barn was torn down. They searched beneath the foundation. In 2004, another part of Michigan, Oakland County, they took floorboards from a Detroit house, found blood that they thought might be linked to Hoffa's disappearance, but it wasn't. So, you know, they've consistently been on this hunt for him and have not yet found the body of Jimmy Hoffa. I was always convinced that they would not find his body, but maybe this is the one. Maybe this time it really will be him. They talk about how he disappeared, why it might have happened, is because of his, I think it was because he wanted to get the power in the Teamsters, back in the Teamsters, after he was let out of prison. I think that started the whole Jimmy Hoffa problems. when he went down that path, that was the end of it. So the last time they saw him was at a restaurant in Bloomfield Township, Michigan. They've done movies on it, and they have that scene in the movie, the Hoffa movie. He was there to meet a mob street enforcer in New Jersey Teamsters, and that was it. He was 62 when he disappeared. So maybe they finally found him after all these years. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, the mailbag, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
To be one of the people that was actually, you know, called to do that. So you're going to drill down there and you're just, I'm sure, telling everybody, hey, it could be Hoffa underneath there. They're talking about its possibility. It's interesting that for all this time, nobody has come forward to say where he was buried. And look, he disappeared. Somebody knows something. They're just not saying anything. And people always talk about, somebody always gossips. So I can't believe they haven't been able to unravel this mystery. Talk about tight-lipped. It's really tight-lipped. Somebody died is what I think, and they were the last person to know. Maybe his closest confidant is what I think. Otherwise, I mean, you know, otherwise, why wouldn't we know something about this? I think we would. Hoffa's son, by the way, is the current president of the Teamsters, James Hoffa. So I always say, if you want to vent here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, you can call 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can send us your thoughts through the miracle of snail mail. And if you do that, and there's always a chance we're going to read it on the air. In fact, we get so much mail. It's amazing. This audience is really an audience more than any place or any show I've ever done that really, that you really think about some of the stuff that you write, some of the things that you want to write about, whether it's economy, something more lighthearted, or you just want to throw me a joke or whatever. But keep it up. I love it. The emails are great. I get up in the morning. That's the first thing I do. It's weird. I go and I look at the email. All right, by the way, talking about Hoffa, as Donovan shot me a note, of course he's known among Teamsters as Junior Hoffa. I wonder what Junior Hoffa, James Hoffa, his son, is thinking about this latest dig. He looks like him, too. Boy, if you take the pictures of the son and Hoff and you put them next to each other, you can see the family resemblance. And remember, Hoffa was pardoned by President Nixon in 1971. He served time for jury tampering and fraud in a federal pen in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. So, and Nixon, in the pardon, included a condition that Hoffa not engage in any management of any labor organization until at least March 1980. And then, poof, he was gone just like that. Boom, just like that. Gone in the middle of the night. All right, we're going to be gone, too. We were putting on our shoes and heading down to the mail room. The mail is in, and we're checking it.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo!
All right, this one from Fickle. Fickle says, hello, Ms. Delaney. As you can tell by my name, I am fickle and very particular. I have to say, at first when I listened to your show, I wasn't really sure. Now I'm hooked. I am hooked. It's like big, bad, nasty heroin to me. I hope that doesn't offend you. Just meaning I really love your show, lady. So here's the thing. Often going in different directions, you have talked about the strike with the NFL referees. Now that they're back, do you think the game will return to its normal rhythms? There is a rhythm in the game. And here's the scoop, Fickle. Of course, I did not play football, but I covered football. And I had the gift, because it was really a gift that I had this great job where I covered the Cowboys, and then I covered the Giants. But with the Cowboys, we flew on their charter, so I got to really get to know some of the players and saw what it was like up close and personal to be in the league. And once you went down to the field, and we'd go down to the field, when the game was going on and you saw the speed of the game, that's the thing. Sometimes up in the stands, you're not seeing that speed. Boy, you see it on film when you watch NFL films, or you watch HBO, or you watch pregame stuff. I think you can see how fast it is. But when you're on the field and the game's happening and you watch it, oh, it's incredible. So these referees that were doing lingerie nonsense and high school football, there is just no way. They could not keep up with the speed. They didn't know the rules. So I think the rhythms of the NFL return, yes. The calls, normal know-how will be there for sure, for sure. Here's one from Brandon D., and he says, oh, I am so tired of politics, I can't tell you. I have to say that in my home state of Ohio, we are being bombarded by campaign ads, and not just the presidential ones. We're also being bombarded by local politicians. It's just so annoying to me. I wish that Election Day were a little bit closer, because we still have a long way to go. Yeah, we're almost into 40. November 6th, before you know it, will be here. And yes, I'm sure it is annoying, BB. Can I call you BB? Yes, BB. I'm going to say it's definitely annoying if you are a regular watcher of Tube. If you go home, you plop, you're exhausted, whatever. You're waiting, you're making dinner, you're waiting for someone to make you dinner, you're playing with kids, you're playing with the dog, whatever. You start to watch the Tube, and you see an incredible amount of campaign ads, and it does get on your nerves. You know, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, he said that to me. Whenever he's back in Ohio, he can't stand to see, he gets it, but he can't stand to see all the ads. Just so many ads for so many different people. He feels like that's almost all they're offering in Ohio. Forget the news, forget game shows, forget whatever else it was that they were doing. But They're just focused so much on getting the election dollars and pumping all the stuff out there. So that's why. That's why you're seeing it where it looks just completely as though it were almost a loop on C-SPAN. But trust me, it's not a loop on C-SPAN. All right, this one from Richard. Long time no talk. Thought I would send you a quick email about Mitt Romney. If I were advising Mitt Romney, I would say, don't be an apologist, don't look back. Go into war with your head up and forward and just focus at the task at hand and don't worry about the rest. Yeah, there's an old Japanese proverb, when a man goes off to war, if he looks back, he's not coming back. He's going to die. If he keeps walking, he's coming home. So he says goodbye, does not turn his back, keeps walking. He's focused. He does the war thing, and then he comes back. Otherwise, no, when he's looking over his shoulder, that doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. I say it over and over again, and I wish I had a better word for it, but interesting is probably the best word. This is going to be very, 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 very interesting. And the debates, I think the debates will be good, but are they game changers for an election? I gotta believe no. I gotta believe that even though we're being fed that these are such game changers, such big deals, I can't imagine it is. All right, let's get another one in here quickly. This one from, Gyllenhaal. That's interesting. I wonder if they're playing off the famous actor's name. Gyllenhaal says, yes, America, there is a Santa Claus, and he showed up early in the form of the NFL referee. Does that not just rock your world? I was sick of the bogus calls, worried about what would happen. My team, bravo, they held their feet to the fire. The NFL had to give in, and the referees have a new contract for 8 years. For 8 years. Yeah, huge. It's big for the players. I'm sure the players couldn't be happier because they're not going to have to worry as much about helmet-to-helmet hits and some of the calls that didn't happen, some of the interference stuff, and just people who have massive experience for the most part, or some experience, a lot of experience, 7, 8 years, 10 years, 20 years in the league versus people who haven't even called Division I football games. Stay with us. More to come.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk. milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Here on America Tonight, I can introduce you to Michael Fowler. Michael Fowler is sadly the face of so many people in the U.S. where, you know, he was a kid who had so many advantages. And where he has things in common with other people is the fact that he went down that addiction rabbit hole. He started to do drugs, he started to drink, and his life just went into a tailspin, and it took him from 16 to 31 to get back on track and get sober. So a lot of lost years in between, but he feels like he's blessed now that after all these different treatment centers that he found the right one, the right thing, and he actually counsels kids now and says marijuana use is just across the board very, very, very high, although he's not calling it a gateway drug. He talks about what happened to him. So he fell so far down that at one point the family just gave up and he was homeless. He was homeless, so he had hit rock bottom, climbed up out of the way, and he talks about it. That's coming up in our next segment. All right, this segment, I thought it would be fun to kind of beat up on Ahmadinejad a little bit. My favorite short man. Here's the deal. We keep talking about Iran again and again and again. I've said this. If you've never listened to America Tonight, there are certain things when you do a show that just keep being cycled over and over again, that are part of the discussion, part of what we talk about, because it just never goes away. So in the 5 years that I've done America Tonight, or four and a half, five, somewhere in there, the one thing that's been constant is Iran and the threats and Ahmadinejad, and will he blow up Israel, or will Israel blow up Iran, and what about nuclear aspirations? We lived through this through the Bush years, then now into the next administration. The sanctions didn't really work. Now the sanctions are a little tougher, and Iran is reacting to that. The constant buzz over nukes and Iran, over Ahmadinejad taking a chunk out of the U.S. or taking a chunk out of Israel. The favorite targets absolutely are anything, I think, Westernish, although cautiously wrapped in, oh, it's capitalism is evil or whatever. And in Israel, just flat out, the Holocaust is made up, bunch of Zionists, da-da-da-da-da. So Ahmadinejad was heavily talked about, gets the mic at the U.N. because he is the leader of a country. So you can't really boot him, can't do much about that. You can boycott or just not be there for the speech, basically. And that's what the U.S. chose to do, as did Canada. There were others that stuck around. In Ahmadinejad's speech, he did, as expected, take a little shot or two at the United States and also at Israel. However, this time around, he did the jabs, but he wasn't full-on Ahmadinejad. Still enough to do damage, though, where in speaking at the UN, he said his nation was committed to peace, and he accused world powers of double standards in pursuing the arms race. So he must be getting coaching. And he stressed the whole Zionist slant, the Zionist point of view. That's what he, you know, says about Israel. And he also talked about the world being at a historic juncture now that the, he says, Marxist systems are virtually gone and capitalism is bogged down in what he calls a self-made quagmire. Here's a snippet of Ahmadinejad.
Continual threat by the uncivilized Zionists to resort to military action against our great nation is a clear example of this bitter reality.
Yeah, so here we go once again. He gets a couple days in the U.S. He goes on a TV show. He has, you know, goes into his attack dog mode there. He uses the trip to the U.N. not to talk about the Iranian people, but spout a bunch of his crazy theories and slurs against Israel. So nothing about the people. My people are blah, 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 blah. None of that. It's never about the people in Iran. It's not. It's not about the Iranian leader. It's not about the people. So he says that probably his biggest hot-button thing that he said was, Israel has no roots in the Middle East. Oh, there's some Israelis, I'm sure, that are chomping at the bit, although they just dismiss him as a lunatic. So for that reason, and because we always have to tolerate his visits to the United States, I would just like to put Ahmadinejad in my own little personal prison. Open the gates, Donovan, and let him in.
Chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, so there you go. The Ahmadinejad speech, rather, was not as provocative, however, as was predicted, but nonetheless, it inflamed a lot of people. It just annoys me that we have to deal with that, that we know that what's going to happen, and he comes over and he does exactly as if on cue, says the things that infuriate a ton of people. He's irrational and takes the game to a quite different level than most of us. So, good riddance. Has his plane left yet? Hopefully. Hopefully he's out. He's done. He's gone. Speaking of being out, done, and gone, that's not what Mitt Romney wants to hear. He wants to be able to claim some of the so-called swing states, because to win the election, he has to do that. What are the realistic possibilities of it? The more the polls show Romney pulling back and Obama pulling ahead, the less likely that is to happen, because you have to get those electoral votes. It's numbers. It's facts. That's it. The rest is just conversation. It is about those numbers. You have to get those numbers to a point where they're really close. And some of the polls have Obama and Romney very, very close. Very, very close. Which means that the election maybe will be closer than the Democrats think, because the Democrats initially felt very confident that this would be more of a, not necessarily a blow up, but this would be an easy win for Obama. Now that's not necessarily what I'm saying. You know, the vote, people can say one thing or you can think that it's locked up, and then lo and behold, it's not. Everybody points to Jimmy Carter, although I think there's more nuances there that are different from what we're talking about here. But Carter was very confident, really thought that it was a layup, that he was going to be reelected, and we see what happened. It was not a good thing for Jimmy Carter. Let's put it that way. The hostage crisis was what really tanked his bid. How about this? Remember talking about the University of California pepper spraying students? They sprayed 21 of them on the UC Davis campus, and they filed a class action suit. A federal court hasn't approved the preliminary settlement, but they're talking about a total of $250,000 to the attorneys. They would set aside $100,000 and pay $20,000 each to anybody who joins the class action suit and can prove they were pepper sprayed or arrested. The money would come from the school system's general liability risk program. So they may end up with $20,000 after being pepper sprayed by the cops. Video footage clearly shows that people are being sprayed and at very close range. I think that's what horrified so many people, that they not only did they use the pepper spray, but more importantly, they were right in their face. And the demonstrators were protesting the privatization of the universities and tuition increases and whatnot. And that led to the UC Davis deciding, yeah, we got to keep these people away. And the way we're going to do that, we're going to call in these officers and whatever they have to do. So, I don't know, $20,000 or money, or no $20,000. I would think that people would be motivated to find any video, take an ad out in the paper. Do you have any video of me being pepper sprayed? Here's what I look like. Here's my description. Here's a photograph of me. You know, whatever. But that's pretty big. They knew, because of how the video looked, that they'd have to come up with something, and that's what they came up with. The plaintiffs, in other words, the group's lawyer, said that their civil rights were violated by being subjected to unlawful arrest and excessive force. So that was huge. That it was, you know, they were protesting, but did they need to use that kind of force? And the answer is, according to the students, they definitely didn't. So they could be $20,000 richer if they can prove it. Michael Fowler up next.
At Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost in time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Tonight, everybody, I think, or at least many of you can relate to this. We've talked about addiction many times on the show and had guests on to talk about it. The great people from Karen we've had on before. We've got another one in the wings. And his story is interesting because here was a guy who had everything as a teenager and tossed it all away, but found his way out of the deep, deep hole of addiction. Joining us now is Michael Thaler. Michael, I didn't want to describe that for you, but it is a deep, deep hole that you get into, isn't it?
It was for me, and I think it is for most alcoholics and addicts, yes.
And what? Tell everybody your story. You were 16. You seemingly had everything. You had this promising tennis career. You lived in a great part of town. You had parents that were backing you up, a great education. And what happened? What sent you down the path of becoming an addict?
Well, for me, it happened very quickly. And unlike some people, when I started, I wasn't able to function. It literally took over my life. I did. I had a great life, and I have a great life today. But at the time, I spent a lot of time on a tennis court, training, going to tournaments, really spent every weekend at a tournament, and I felt like at this 15 to 16 year old age that I was missing out on a social life. So I wanted to be a part of the keg parties that I heard about on Monday mornings. And once I made the decision that I was going to try something, it really changed my entire life and the course of my life.
Yeah. How hard was it? You know, we talk about this, and I've talked to counselors before about, you know, there's wild debates about marijuana and whether it's a gateway drug. What did you start doing, and what did you find?
Well, my story's a little different. I was just ready to try something, and I got in with someone who was doing cocaine. That was the first thing I ever did. 2 days later, I smoked pot. 2 days later, I got drunk. Now, the most addicts and alcoholics, it's kind of the reverse order. but for me, it really wasn't about, I believe that marijuana is not a gateway drug. I see it today at our treatment center. Marijuana is a powerful drug, and it's very addictive.
And so when you start doing these things, like you said, you try coke one day and then you're on to something else, and it was you were playing tennis so much that you had kind of this tunnel vision with tennis, and you saw what other people were doing, and then you decided, hey, I want a little bit of this. How did you just know? I mean, you just spiraled down the tracks, and you couldn't get yourself out of that. What, I mean, your parents, I can only imagine, were just trying to do everything they could to send you to treatment centers and pull you out of it.
They did. It took my family a little bit of time for them to accept that I was even doing drugs. There's kind of a, we come from a good family, we live in a good neighborhood, there's no way my son is doing drugs, was their original attitude. But once my mother actually came to the realization that I was, she tried everything possible to get me help, send me to the finest centers, send me to the latest, greatest counselor or therapist, but I wasn't willing to do the work, unfortunately, at the time.
So when you fall off the, you know, you go and then you come back out again. How many times did you go back and forth for treatment?
I started using when I was 16, and I got sober when I was 31. I'm 38 now, and I probably went to 8 or 10 treatment centers.
Mm.
Yeah, countless of outpatients, countless of therapists, halfway houses, sober houses. It got to the point where my family was sick and tired. People around me were sick and tired. And I started experiencing consequences and loss, and ended up spending a little time on the streets and not having a home. And that was really what motivated me to change my life. And you know, today my life is a blessing, but I had to experience pain and loss along the way, for sure.
Yeah. So when you're in the middle of that, as you said, you're on the streets, everything has completely changed for you, and that was your big wake-up call. Could you believe at one point, was that what it was, that you had fallen so far that, boom, this is definitely bottom?
Yes. I mean, it was, I kept lowering my standard of life. You know, a car became justifiable, a homeless shelter became justifiable. But when I would have these brief moments of reality, I kept wanting to blame others for my own demise. When I'd have these brief moments of reality, I would really come to the realization that what has my life come to, you know, why have I, you know, settled for this type of life? Why can't I pull myself out? And I had a really serious addiction problem.
Yeah. Tell us again, it was 31 when that was the end of it for you, that you got yourself straightened out. How long have you been sober?
I had 7 years, August 13th.
Woohoo! Congratulations. That's terrific.
Thank you, Rick.
And as you said, every day is a blessing. So you feel like a new man, and you just avoid the traps of falling back down there?
Yeah, I surround myself with people that are in the program. I have great friends and sponsors, and I sponsor guys in 12-step program. And I you know, I consider it my duty or my my life's calling is to help those that still suffer. If there's anything I can do to prevent someone from doing what I had to do, or someone who's fallen as hard as I have, I can relate to them and I can do whatever I can to help them.
And you, as you said, you're helping other people. You actually mm-hmm. counsel people. You join Care in Texas in Princeton, mm-hmm. and you counsel patients. You meet with the families. You tell their story. When you tell the stories to the families, that has to be a powerful moment. Do you see the light bulb sort of go off like, oh, he understands?
Yeah, I think so. And I think a lot of times families come in and, you know, they think, well, they think that a drug addict or an alcoholic looks a certain way, talks a certain way. And I think sometimes when they see me, they say, gosh, he really came from a good family. It wasn't about his, you know, childhood. It was just a predisposition. I had a genetic, you know, it was hereditary. I couldn't really, I don't think there was any, all the love in the world for my family wasn't going to prevent me from getting addiction. So I think that's how I can talk to families, and really I love working with the younger people, the, you know, the 20-something-year-olds.
Have you seen, because you've certainly been friendly with people who got drugs with you or for you or mm-hmm. you sold drugs to, and now you're on the mm-hmm. counseling side of it. Do you think, Michael, things have gotten worse out there, or no? It's always something that's been around for the decades that you've been either doing drugs or helping people get away from them.
I think with a few things, I think we've gotten better. I think kids are smarter about not drinking and driving and smoking tobacco. I think we make great strides with that. But the types of drugs and the amounts and the ages are starting younger and younger and younger. Marijuana is now as acceptable as beer was when I was in high school. I taught a class for some students who had all gotten an MIP or a minor in possession and had to complete this course that I teach. And the numbers that they said from the amount of the student body that smoked pot was staggering to me. They thought 90% of the student body smoked marijuana, if not on the weekends, daily.
So wow, 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, boy, that is a staggering statistic, yeah. rather. And your mother, now your mother, you and your mother have spoken together, you share your stories. What's that like? Your mom's name is Leanne White, and mm-hmm. nice lady, I met her one time. She must be so proud of you. What's that relationship like now after everything you've been through together?
If I had written down on a piece of paper what I hope my life would be like in 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, it just really keeps getting better. And the relationship with my family is wonderful. One of our, my sister, you know, was given a, had a baby in February, and I was present. I got to be, you know, not in the the labor room, but I got to be, in there right afterwards, and I really wasn't welcome to those types of things. And so now I get to be a part, and you get to be present in family events. And it's really something I wouldn't trade for anything.
Well, good for you, Michael, and terrific that you're doing that work and helping other people to try to find themselves again. Michael Fowler, working with our friends over there at Karen. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.